National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along. Hey, folks, this is going to be a special show. And I'll walk you through really what happened so you understand that I'm not as crazy as it may sound. I've been in the industry for 31 years. And, you know, that's the average person in the financial world makes it for 13. It's a lot of stress some days. I don't feel that stress most of the time. I started 2 weeks before the crash in 87. So I lived through that. I lived through the tech wreck. I lived through the recession in 2008. But my why in life really is to help people understand their money so you don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. We've always been fiduciaries where we don't sell things. We try to help people make the best possible decisions that they can. And somewhere along the line, I wound up teaching at Purdue, and over a 7-year period of time, 14 semesters, the radio show kind of developed into an educational format. So this is not, if you're the fifth caller, you get a free book. This is not any of that stuff. We take care of families who don't want to worry about their money so that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. That's what the Financial Enhancement Group does. This show is how we introduce our process to other families. So why in the world would I put this out there on the airwaves on a syndicated show that's going to about 20 different states this morning? And the answer is we take care of people who don't want to worry about it. So if there's stuff on this show that makes sense to you that you don't want to worry about, or you recognize that it was during the throwing it into the 401k part worked okay, but now it's time for a change, you've got to start pulling it out, or you're changing your occupation, or you just realize that the fiduciary rules make more sense than the suitability rules. If that is the case, give us a call, 800-928-4001, or go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. If you do want to do it on your own, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. But I want this show to be able to give you meaningful thoughts about if you're going to do it on your own, or if you're working with a broker, understand you are the fiduciary. You have to make the decisions. And so we're going to use this show to try to teach you to look at the world, at least in part, in how I look at it when I wake up in the morning with what we call the fiduciary focus. It's a 4-part checklist, if you will. Risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return. Those are the four areas. And if you can learn to have a mindset where all four of those matter, none rules more than the other, where all four of those matters, I think you can find some financial success. We're more than happy to help you with that where we can. Again, it's 800-928-4001. Hope you enjoy the show. Don't forget to visit the website, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and get right into the show.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in 5 key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along. Hey, this is a different type of show that you may or may not be used to. And I talked about this in the introduction, but just in case you missed it, the format of the show is really an educational program. I'm a certified financial planner, the managing partner of a registered investment advisory firm, so we manage money. But I spent 7 years as an adjunct professor at Purdue, and I taught financial planning there. And one snowy day, I couldn't get to Lafayette, and so I live in Anderson, so it's 90 miles away. And so I used this radio program as a teaching format, and as a result, we got an awful lot of national coverage, and mm-hmm. people really enjoyed it. And the show, as you know, is syndicated, so if it sounds educationally, it is education. Mm-hmm. I'm not in any way, shape, or form encouraging you to try to manage your own money. I'm not doing that at all. All I know is when I wake up in the morning that my why, if you're a Simon Sinek fan, my purpose is to do my best to teach you about your money so that you don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. And so as a fiduciary, we don't sell anything. We manage money with, you know, that's what we do. But as a fiduciary, Sherry, when I wake up in the morning, there are 4 things that are always on my mind.
Yep.
And we call them the fiduciary focus. And the 4 things are risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow. And then the 4th is real return. Real just talks about inflation. So somebody asked the question, Joe, why don't you do a show just on those 4 topics and break them down for us? And so I'm going to try to do that. So you've got the 4, the fiduciary focus over here on one side. So we're going to talk about risk and volatility here in a minute, which I think most people think they understand.
Yeah.
And then the other side of that is looking at it through the stages or phases of financial life that you go through, because they really are different and you should have different goals at a different time. So what is risk, Sherry?
What is it?
Yeah.
It means it's not guaranteed.
No, it's not guaranteed.
I don't know. There's
when the human mind hears risk, can you possibly put a positive to that?
No.
No, you can't.
No, but it's negative.
But the reality is the stock market was never called risky prior to the fireside chats and FDR because he needed money back in the bank. The stock market was always speculative because stocks can go up more than you expect.
Right.
They can go down more than you expect.
So he changed the term.
He changed the term to risky, and that influenced people in terms of how they thought.
Huh.
Now, when you think about risk, and it doesn't matter what your conversation is. It could be about stocks, could be about bonds, could be about buying a home, could be about doing things. At Purdue, I used to have a Harley. Don't anymore. People text, scares me to death. I don't ride anymore. But I used to have a Harley, and I would use this as a way. And this is something that you can do with risk in your own world if you want to. There are only 4 things that you can do with risk. You can retain the risk.
Mm-hmm.
You can avoid the risk.
Yeah.
You can reduce the risk, or you can transfer the risk. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to my Harley and a rainy day.
Yeah.
I can retain the risk and say, Mother, I know you don't want your son riding a Harley in the rain. I understand that, but I'm going to do it anyhow.
Yeah.
I can avoid the risk by listening to my mother and leaving my Harley in the garage and staying out of the rain. I can reduce the risk by putting on a helmet.
Yeah.
I can reduce the risk by going slower, perhaps, right? Those of us that ride know that's not always the answer.
Yeah.
But the 4th thing that I can do then is transfer the risk. Well, how do I transfer the risk? Well, that's an insurance company. That's why I have a life insurance policy. It's why I have a disability income policy.
Okay.
By definition, when you transfer risk, think about it, you're trying to find somebody who is willing to accept a high cost but a low probability of occurrence. That's the best way to think about risk.
Okay.
So from the investment world with risk, we think about companies going bankrupt.
Right.
Right. In the bond world, we think about companies not being able to pay their debts.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is why you have junk bonds all the way down to what we would call AAA rated bonds, that where you're pretty much assured that you're going to get your money back.
Is risk just the value going down? Is that considered
no,
risk?
No. Risk is it doesn't come back.
It doesn't come back.
A bad thing truly happens that changes the rules.
Okay.
And risk really is defined as getting something different than what you expect.
Right.
Right. It's
right, right.
We have expectations. And when somebody says that a fixed income or a bond is safer than a stock,
mm-hmm.
it's because our expectation on a 1 year period of volatility of what that bond may go up or down. Right.
Right.
So when they're yep. talking about less risky or safer, they're really referring to volatility.
Mm.
Risk is truly not getting it back. It's me getting whacked by a semi on the bike.
Yeah.
And the life insurance policy I actually happened to pay.
Right.
Okay. Volatility, on the other hand, is that up and going down of the market.
Okay.
And it can be caused by a lot of things. So at the Financial Enhancement Group, where we manage money, we look at the market in three different ways. I'm in charge of the narrative. So I focus on demographics. I focus on the big stories.
Macro.
You know, I'm spending a lot of time with dealing with the Korea issue right now, North and South potentially coming together, what that means. I'm dealing with some of the tariff talks that are going on. Obviously, the implications of the tax code changes that occurred that will take. That's my job. Right. Adam Harder is our CFA. He's internal. He's one of my partners. His job is to look at the fundamentals, the valuation, if you will. Are things too rich? Right. So when you hear him talk about PEG ratios or when you hear somebody talk about a multiple, no, that's really Adam's job to get down into the mud
on specific companies or
both
on
of individual companies and of the market as a whole.
OK,
so we look at the market as a whole, but then we break it down to the positions that we want to own.
I see.
There's about 7,500, about 7,100 companies now that are publicly traded that we can choose to invest in. And people say, Joe, I know you have 24 people in your team. How do you possibly track 7,100 companies? And the answer is we don't. It's not even a goal.
Hmm.
What I try to do is to find the right things that make sense for Sherry. So either the narrative or the story, when I look at the demographics, I want to know where people are going to as opposed to where they're leaving. You know, it is all about the revenue, where dollars are going to be spent. Adam then looks for the individual companies or the sectors to say, hey, this one is properly valued. It makes sense relative to the rest of the market. And this is where Sherry's money belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrew Thrasher is our chartered market technician, the youngest winner of the Dow Award in mm-hmm. history. And Andrew comes in and then he helps us based on seasonality of the market. And yes, markets do have seasons.
Yeah.
He helps us based on the seasonality, determine whether or not this is the right time to buy. Right. So we may come up with, because of the narrative, because of valuations, we may find two or three different companies that we like. Based on Andrew's work on the technical charts, and that's not technology stocks, that's the technical of where the market is. It identifies when we should either enter or exit a position. Again, that risk factor, the discipline that we have at the Financial Enhancement Group put in place, only lets a certain position get so high in a portfolio. For instance, we have bought and sold Apple multiple times, right? And we're long today. I have to tell you that on the radio. We've bought it and sold it multiple times because when it goes way up and it becomes more than 5% of Sherry's account, we by definition reduce that risk in one company and sell it. When the value has fallen, we go in and we buy more.
So it's considered risky to own too much of one thing.
Diversification is one of the ways to eliminate risk.
Okay.
Having too much money
in one
position is just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
Hey folks, hope you're enjoying the show. You got a question or comment, don't forget you can shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. And you can always go to our website to find my newspaper column, other radio shows, and of course the famous Sherry segment if you happen to miss it. 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are plumb tickled to have you along.
Yep.
This is one of our educational shows. We started off the on the first segment. If you missed it, don't forget you can always go back to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, and go into the Consider This part of the deal, and you can listen to the entire show. We're talking about the fiduciary focus. It's
right.
Made up of four parts.
Mm.
And as a fiduciary, we don't sell things. As a fiduciary, when I wake up in the morning, there are four things that I look at and remember. Remember, I am legally obligated to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. So if you're working with a broker or if you're doing this on your own, you are the fiduciary. You need to understand that. And this should be your checklist. So the first one we talked about was risk and volatility. The second one are fees and expenses. Now, this is where life really gets interesting, right? I've always told people that I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the industry, right? Because
really?
I was educated after I learned.
Ah,
right.
So educated.
One of my favorite shows is Rodney Dangerfield going back to school.
Yes.
Right. And he's sitting up there in the MBAs in the front of the class saying, you need to do this to make the widget. And he goes, hey, you forgot about the kickback. You forgot about this contract. The stuff that has to happen in life. So I started 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. I show up at the office on Monday morning. The girl's crying. Nobody else is in the office. They've all quit.
Ooh.
You know, over a 23% drop in the market in one day. It was terrifying, I'm sure. I had no money. I had no clients. Right.
So
I start asking these questions. Right. And they said, well, you know, in our family, they're all public educators. So we had no money. I didn't grow up with money. I grew up with lights getting turned off periodically, not the other way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they said, well, here, everybody uses these things called mutual funds. And I said, explain to me how these work. And that's really where I got disenchanted very quickly. Never sold a mutual fund in my life. Hmm. I don't intend to ever sell one. Don't use any open-ended mutual funds anywhere that I can possibly avoid it. But I asked the question. The first one was, how does Wall Street get paid? And nobody could answer the question.
Really?
No. The majority of people who come into my office cannot answer the question. How does Wall Street get paid? So, Sherry, you have a degree in economics.
Yes.
And now I'm going to put you on a spot.
Yes.
How does Wall Street get paid?
On trades.
Well, what's that mean?
So someone buys, they get a percentage. Someone sells, they get a percentage.
Not a percentage.
They get a fee. Or they get a set fee.
And it depends on the volume of that particular holding. But what Sherry is trying to let you understand is every stock that is bought and every stock that is sold, there is a space between them. And that's called the spread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all Wall Street gets paid on. So somebody told me the other day Wall Street's going to go broke because Fidelity's down to $4.95 a trade, TD Ameritrade's at 6.25 a trade. They're going to go broke, not by a long shot.
Mm.
Wall Street gets paid on the spread, so all they care about is the volume.
Right
now, where is most of that volume created? And the answer is most of that volume is created inside of a mutual funds. It's the buying and selling of the funds internally that fuel the commissions that pay the wirehouses that execute the trades. And it's those trades that that create the volume that pays Wall Street their fortune. Yes, Sherry.
Okay. So mutual fund. Let's say I own stock in a mutual fund, which is really a whole spread of different.
And what we're doing here, guys, if you're missing it, is we're going backwards, right?
Yes.
We're going. So Sherry just said she owns a stock. So we'll use Apple since we've already talked about Apple.
Right.
All right. So you own Apple and you want to sell Apple.
But isn't my Apple, if it's in a mutual fund, all wrapped up with that, the whole...
And that's important to understand. You still own a unit of the trust.
Right.
Or a percentage of the trust.
Right.
Right. The trust owns Apple.
Right.
So when somebody tells you that you have a fiduciary because you own a mutual fund, you do not.
Right.
The fund, which is by definition a trust, has a fiduciary.
But right.
That fiduciary is not acting in Sherry's best interest. That fiduciary is acting in the trust best interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big difference. Okay. So your Apple stock, yes, is wrapped with a bunch of other stocks.
Right.
Or bonds.
So if I own Apple stock in the middle of a mutual fund, I can't personally buy and sell it.
That's correct. But the manager of that fund can.
Right. But when he does that,
Wall Street gets paid off of the volume.
The volume of just that Apple stock or the whole?
Just the volume that he's selling. But Wall Street gets paid off of the volume of that day. There's a lot of moving parts.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So Wall Street gets paid off of the number of shares that were traded, bought, and sold that day. Right? That's how Wall Street gets paid.
Okay.
The fund manager, right? The institution that made the trades, which could have been Merrill Lynch, could have been Morgan Stanley, could have been Goldman Sachs, right? They're the ones that are doing the trades. They're charging their trading commissions.
Right.
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 Right. So you're still nowhere near the broker.
Okay. Right.
One of the big problems with mutual funds is people say, hey, Joe, here's the fee. This is what I'm paying. If you ever read the prospectus, I have, you probably won't and probably shouldn't. They're boring as all get out. Mm. But when you see these words and or marketing administrative expenses, this is what I'm talking about.
And or.
So you have the spread where the stock is bought or sold.
Right.
You have the institution that made the trade.
Which
gets paid.
Which is the trust.
No.
I'm so confused.
No, I know you are.
I know.
And you're a bright woman
money.
Right?
I know, yeah.
You're not broke. Right? So this is the problem, right?
Okay.
So you've got Wall Street.
Yeah.
Wall Street is the one that's conducting the actual transaction, buying the shares and selling the shares to another entity.
Okay.
There is somebody in the middle who made that happen. It could have been Merrill Lynch. It could have been Fidelity. It could have been Goldman Sachs.
Okay.
Right?
They pulled the trigger.
They're the ones that it could be TD Ameritrade in my case. They're the ones that told Wall Street what to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? Wall Street doesn't do anything on their own.
Right.
They got told what to do. TD Ameritrade, Fidelity, Schwab, somebody told them to do that.
Right.
So they got paid that trading cost.
Right.
Then you've got a broker unless you went to, and then you've got the manager of the fund.
Right.
Right. So the Fidelity Contra Fund, there is a manager inside.
Sure.
He is charging a fee to manage your money. Now that one is a known fee.
Right.
So when you go to Morningstar, because it's quantifiable.
Right.
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 So when you go to Morningstar or one of the other places to see how much money you're paying inside of a mutual fund, it will tell you what you're paying for that part.
Right.
And if it's a commissionable one where your broker's getting a trailer, it's called a 12B1 fee that goes along with that.
Okay.
But you know what the manager's charging. That's what you see inside of the 401k plans when they say it's only this.
Right. Yeah.
The bottom line is because the number of trades that are going to be made over the course of a year are unknown up front.
Right.
Right. No way to quantify it.
Right.
So it's not talked. It's the and or marketing and administrative expenses.
Right.
Right. It's why so many people went to passive funds like the S&P 500 index, because there's not a lot of that trading. That eliminated a lot of the unknown expenses.
Right.
The problem is, going back to the first part of the fiduciary focus, it increased a lot of volatility because of market capitalization and the way markets work. Right. So we tend to find individualized when we know part of the story, we find individualized solutions in individualized containers. When you put it collectively and understand the fiduciary focus is four parts, that's a different story. So Wall Street's getting paid. The people ordering the trade are getting paid. The mutual fund manager is getting paid. And the broker who sold the mutual fund to you is getting paid.
And that shows up nowhere on my statement?
The broker got paid one time, and right. No, it doesn't show up on your statement at all. It's in the prospectus, which is why you get that garbage in the mail all the time.
So I really don't know what I'm paying.
No, you know what you paid the broker.
Right.
He has to tell you if you ask.
Right.
And you know what the manager's charging as a flat fee. You do not know the other expenses, which are many times more than the original fee going in because of the amount of trading that takes place on Wall Street. It really is very, very important that you understand the fees and expenses so that you can make a competent decision about where your money ought to be at any given time. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Hope you're having a great day. You got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. And of course, 800-928-4001. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and
considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along. Yep. So we're talking about the fiduciary focus. When Joe's feet hit the floor in the morning and he wakes up, you know, my passion in life really is trying to educate you about your money so that you do not make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. It is what drives me. I get paid to manage a little more than $350 million with my 25 or 24 compadres that are on the Financial Enhancement Group team. I do this show so that you understand what it is that we do. If you want a fiduciary, it's our business. If you want to do it on your own, it's your business. But if you are trying to do it on your own, I at least want to warn you or tell you the things that you need to look out for. So we talked about what risk and volatility, the first part of the fiduciary focus, meant. We talked about fees and expenses in the last segment. And remember, if you missed any of them, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com, re-listen to the entire show, or you can go to iTunes, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, and listen to it there as well. This segment, I could spend multiple shows on by itself, and it's taxes. But it's not just taxes today. It's taxes today and tomorrow. You have to understand that you are on a financial journey. And Sherry, as I tell retirees all day long, there is nothing that will interfere with your retirement more than the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
There's just nothing. It is the most overlooked aspect of this.
Do they believe you when you say that?
They do when I put it up on the whiteboard and they're able to see it
and they understand
it, right? It's very easy to recognize that when you have an interest in not paying as many more taxes than you have to, but understanding that at some point in time, the IRS is going to get their pound of flesh.
Yeah.
So here is one of the biggest conflicts of interest in my entire industry. Right. And you need to be aware of it. I spent a decade, literally from 2007 on this show all the way through the end of last year, teaching people how to do Roth recharacterizations. Right. Spent a decade doing it. We've got millions and millions and millions of dollars that we've been able to help get people to do Roth recharacterization, doing Roth conversions and then using the recharacterization.
Mm-hmm.
We lost that. I told you it would come to an end someday. I told you I'd drive the truck through the hole as long as it existed. They filled the hole. So you can still do Roth conversions, but you can't do the recharacterizations. Now, here's my point. This is the conflicted part of the interest. People would say, Joseph, what are you thinking, man? Why would you tell, this is my industry, why would you teach people to do Roth conversions? Now, understand, Sherry, here's the deal. I get paid to manage money.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
My industry gets paid to manage money.
Right.
Okay. So we don't care from a fee standpoint. I don't charge any different if the money's in your IRA or if the money's in your trust account. Right. Or a retail brokerage account.
Right.
A dollar is a dollar.
Right.
So every time I got somebody to do a conversion, at the end of the day, taxes had to be paid to the IRS.
And it came out of one.
And the taxes came out of one of those accounts that I had.
So you made less money.
So every time I did this, I made less money.
Yeah.
The bottom line is my industry is not going to have a board meeting and say, here's a great idea. Let's get people to pay taxes today so that we make less money now.
Yeah, right? Nobody's going to do that.
That's why you don't see it. And it's, you know, it doesn't mean that the person that you're working with doesn't have your best interest at heart.
Mm.
But when they work for an organization that's not independent, that says, here's the things that you have to do, here's the things that you have to focus on, it becomes darn hard to get this right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a conflicted interest in this from the beginning when you're dealing with the brokerage world and even with some RIAs that pay no attention to tax efficiency. The tax part is proven, my friends. It's proven by names that I can't even pronounce because they're so smart. That, you know, written white papers that I studied at Purdue, that the tax efficiency. So we're not talking about an IRA or a 401k.
Right, right.
The tax efficiency of your trust account, your portfolio, proper done adds a point and a quarter to a point to a 1.65% every year that you don't see in your returns that was just protected from the IRS.
Mm.
Right. So when you come up with assumptions of what your accounts are going to return, you have to pay attention to the taxes.
Yeah.
But most importantly, what I want you to do is to remember that you are on a journey. And that journey means that you're going to pay taxes and spend money, not just today, why you may be earning it, not just today, why you may be living off of just Social Security or rental income or farm income, but it's someday, whatever you have, the IRS is going to try to wrap their hands around and get and extract as much of that from you as they possibly legally and legitimately can do.
Yeah,
right. And so you have to understand that and be able to pay attention. So in the United States, there's some words that you've heard. You've got a 1040. That's where you pay your taxes on your tax form every year. You've got earned income. That's what you make that you have to pay Social Security tax on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
That's when you're working. Right. You've got some capital gains, dividends, interest, rental income, pension money, Social Security money. And then at the bottom of the 1040, you've got the AGI, adjusted gross income, which gives me some rules.
Right.
These rules change all of the time.
Yeah.
For instance, you used to be able on the next page, on page two, you used to be able to deduct $4,500 a person.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the personal exemption. So your minor children, you, your spouse, that's gone. We don't have that anymore. Hmm. Right. So that makes a change. Most of us keep track of all of our receipts. Many of us, I should say, keep track of all of our receipts so that we can itemize. Well, guess what? The itemization for a couple married filing joint. So husband and wife went from $12,600 to $24,000. So suddenly they're going to give you $24,000. You know, in our practice, when I look at it, our average family in Indiana has about $18,600 of itemized deductions. It's usually from state taxes, state and property, and it's usually from philanthropic giving, money they give to their church, you know, or to their charities. So the bottom line is, if I can itemize 18.6, but they're going to give me 24 for free, which one am I going to take?
Yeah.
Right? That is why it is not just this 1040 that matters.
Mm.
It's not just this 1040. What matters is that journey. And we teach people in our office how to maximize that situation. We develop the tax strategy by the end of the year. You may have seen me on Wish TV or on my newspaper column or on this radio show. I told people to go pay their property taxes in December because you're going to be capped at $10,000. You could pay what you owe the state of Indiana, right? Because your state income tax is going to be limited to $10,000. I told you to make all the charitable contributions you possibly could because the itemized deduction or the standard deduction was going up and the tax brackets were going down. So money that you gave last year, you got a bigger deduction. So a lot of people said, wow, Joe, that was really, really helpful. Other people said, I wish I would have done that. And that's the real problem when it comes to tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about it. You don't do anything, you know, it gets to be Thanksgiving and the family and the food and the football and what a wonderful thing, right? And then Christmas comes and then you just don't get around to it. All of a sudden you give your CPA the stuff in March, they give you the return back, you look at it, you go, oh my goodness, how's this happened? You throw it in a drawer and then you do the definition of Einstein's insanity, right? Or you repeat, do the same thing and expect a different result. Folks, this is a journey. I'm telling you, you worry about risk and volatility in the marketplace. I started 2 weeks before the crash in 87.
Mm.
The stock market goes up and down. We're almost at all-time highs right now. Mm. The reality is I've never seen a check come back from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
right? There is nothing that will destroy your retirement more than not understanding the tax planning features. And that's why you're still working, my friends. You got to pay attention to this, the third part of the fiduciary focus, taxes both for today and tomorrow. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You can find more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, or give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub: they require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpas hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpas today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Consider this. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Cantos.
I should say welcome back. This is the Moments with Sherry, the Sherry segment, whatever you want to call it. It's where she comes up with her topic, many times influenced by you people. Don't forget, you can always email us, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, and I'm more than happy to get her the message. I don't know what the topic is. She asks, and I do my best to answer or at least tell you how I would think about it.
Yes. Well, today is kind of a, you know, I was thinking summer's coming up, so I'm thinking about vacations. I'm thinking about what people think about financially this time of year. And actually, this I live with two realtors, my daughter and her husband, at the moment. And
she's building a house.
I'm building a house. Yeah,
she's not being nannied.
I'm not imposing. Yeah. So anyway, there's been some talk about purchasing second homes. Actually, in vacation areas.
Okay.
They just came back from Florida. Loved it. And so we've had a conversation about, well, what would that look like to have two places, one that's maybe a condo, one that's maybe a house? How do you do that long term? How does it affect your financial planning? Is this a good idea? And I actually have thought about that myself, you know, not tomorrow, because as you mentioned, I'm building a home, so I'm not looking for that. But anyway, I came across an article that's a couple of years old. And so I don't think everything in there is statistically still the same.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you have this conversation with some of your people, if they're nearing retirement or heading that direction, what your checklist is for making that kind of decision.
Ah, so you know I have a checklist.
I know you have a checklist. And actually, in this article, they had one too, but I wanted to know what yours
was. So I will tell you that this has slowed down a lot since the 2006-2007 era. I have probably a conversation once or twice a month over a second home or over a lake home. It's usually more than moving out of state. So the questions, the checklist that I always go with is, why do you want the other place?
Right.
Then the second part is, do you care what state it is in? do you plan on making that your domicile, your home state,
eventually,
because of the taxes, the tax implications that are there? Is it a one you're going to use throughout the course of the year, or is it one that is quote unquote seasonal?
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the funds, you know, where are the funds going to come from? To be able to pay for that, what is the tax implication of it, especially now that you can only deduct $10,000 worth of state and property taxes?
Yeah.
Now having two properties in two places, there's a good probability you're not going to be able to deduct it. And so in states like New Jersey and New York that have huge property tax issues, you're probably not going to have probably not going to go there. You're probably going to go to some of the other states that are far more friendly, if you will.
Right.
The thing I always try to remind people is that there is a cost of acquisition. So think in the investment part where we talk about a fee and then an expense.
Right.
There's the cost of acquisition that people focus on. Then there's the carry cost. And the carry cost many times is as expensive as the cost of being there. For instance, let's say you're going to buy one on Sanibel Island.
Yeah.
One of our families has one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the payment, you know, they put down 20%, and the payment is right around $4,000 a month that they put in.
Sure.
Now, that seems like a hard cost.
Yeah.
And then you add the property taxes, the utilities, because they own it year round,
right.
The association deal.
Maintaining it,
the association deal they're in, the people who have to take care of the yard, and the cost of the airfare getting back and forth because they try to use it all year long, right, as opposed to rent it out.
Yeah.
And it's easily another $3,000 to $4,000 a month on average that they spend to be able to use it.
Mm.
So anytime you buy anything, you have to think about the carry cost. Now, we talked in with our clients. We gave them a briefing that we call the Thirdly. And we talked about a change into the world, the sharing economy. And I've shared with people on the show that I'm working on doing that. You know, we've got seven families that I don't mind spending some time with, don't want to spend all the time with.
Sure.
We don't necessarily want to be part of the Airbnb where we rent out places we sleep.
Yeah.
But we're looking at buying seven different condos. So there's no maintenance. There's just a fee where everybody gets a 6-week period of time to be able to use it.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Got to be able to house you for a week when you come.
Right.
But you're only allowed to be there for a week. You know, so that people don't get, you know, bad company. You know how that all works out.
Yeah.
But that way we all have places that we can use.
Sure.
And it is a shared economy. We've diversified the risk of somebody raising their rates real high because it's divided amongst the seven different the seven families.
So do you divide it equally then?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
And this one is in theory, but the shared economy is truly growing. You may have heard the largest dry cleaner in the world now does over $100 million a year worth of business, and it's called Runway. And it's where women primarily are able to get their clothes sent to them. They
sure.
wear them, they put them in a bag, they send them back.
Yep.
We got a couple of our team members here that use that mm-hmm. type of service. Silver Nest is another one that's out there, and it's designed primarily for seniors, though that's not all it's limited to. It's people who've got extra room.
Right, right.
And they're using that extra room to trade for rent, chores, which is an interesting thing with the IRS because it brings up a word called bartering,
right.
which is technically taxable. But it is an issue, and that part is coming. The Uber makes the argument that the average car sets for 23 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And well, I'm sure they're actually right. I know the way cars work. So knowing that is true, using a shared economy of our service seems to make more sense.
Mm.
This is my way of telling you that based on everything that I know and see today, and things do change,
right.
based on everything that I know and see today, there's not a snowball's chance that I would buy a single property as a vacation place
to keep
in
yourself.
A single place.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Now,
what if you rented it out? What if you Airbnb'd it?
I did this once where I got the coach thing, you know, and the idea was to rent it out because it was a great business model. And Barb went in at one time and said, we're not letting other people come in and live in our house on wheels. And so we no longer have the house on wheels because it didn't make good sense if you weren't going to rent it. I'm just not interested in that. I would do it with people that I know, love, and trust.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been to, I think I've stayed in two Airbnbs. Nothing against them.
Yeah,
You know, I didn't have bad experiences.
Yeah.
It's just a little different.
Sure.
Right?
It's
just a little different.
Huh.
So what's on their checklist that would surprise me here in our few seconds that are left?
Well, it actually hit a lot of it. Do you plan to use the property? How often?
Yeah.
And then if you're going to rent it, have you maxed out your mortgage and debt?
Almost everybody assumes they will use them more than they actually do. Right.
Right.
I do. I've got a golf course where I've got 32 days a year that I'm allowed to go to that's out of town. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought, you know, there's no way I'll get that done. Well, between the tournaments and other things, you know, I actually have been able to use it effectively. But yeah. If you can't use it effectively, and I bought it from somebody whose life changed, their kids got a little bit older, they couldn't use it effectively.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Things change. Just pay attention to it. But the state tax matter and the property taxes and the change in the tax code make this a much more difficult decision than most people understand. Hey, remember, if you missed the Fiduciary Focus, the fourth segment, you can find it on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. Happy to have your questions and comments, 800-928-4001. Sherry and I have got to go. Have a wonderful week. We look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.